Well, when I started writing it, I wasn't really thinking in terms of the effect that the book would have. Mm-hmm. You know, I started with the very simple idea of the two boys at the fence talking to each other. And I did not imagine that, say, 20 years later, I would still be talking about it and answering questions about it. Mm-hmm. So I started, it was originally to be quite a simple story of just, you know, two boys at this camp and the things that happened to them. With every subsequent draft of the book that I was writing, and the more involved I became with the subject, I did have to make a lot of choices about what to put in and what to leave out. Mm-hmm. For example, and it sometimes surprises people when they hear this, the word Auschwitz, for example, never appears in the book. People mm-hmm. think it does, but it's not there. It's there in one of Bruno's misunderstandings in terms of the words he uses. But at one point I had specifically set it there, and then at other points I decided to change that so that the camp would be a more general mm-hmm. camp than just a very particular one. But I had been a student of this subject since I was about 15. It was something I had been very, very interested in and had read widely about. I think I was 32 or something when I sat down to write it. So that was quite a lot of years of reading and research. Well, I didn't call it research. I called it just general education, just learning about it, you know, reading the kind of books that I now tell kids to read, the various nonfiction books, and just wanting to understand it for myself. So, but I also never expected it to be something that was used in schools. That wasn't my intention. I'm glad it is. It's nice that it's used in schools. I'm glad children are coming to the story and then hopefully becoming so interested in it that they mm-hmm. they read more widely after it. Mm-hmm. But that was never my intention. You know, a novelist does not sit down to write a textbook or a school novel or a university text or anything like that. Mm-hmm. They sit down just to write a story mm-hmm. and hopefully that story will work.